This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The Brewers captured the rubber game of their series in Kansas City, knocking off the Royals 8-5 yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Kyle Harrison struck out 6 over 5 and a third to pick up his first win as a Brewer. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says he's excited about what he's seen from Harrison.
Yeah, I mean, I think that everyone has known that this kid's got it, you know, a chance to be pretty damn good. So, he's showing me something. He's got a long way to go, and he knows it, and it'll be fun.
Gary Sanchez clubbed his third homer of the season for the Crew. Brewers signed one of their top prospects, shortstop Cooper Pratt, to an 8-year contract that keeps him with the Brewers through 2033. Club options for 2034 and 35. The contract, worth a reported $50.75 million guaranteed, could reach just north of $80 million if both options are picked up. He said the deal takes a load off.
That was one of the biggest reasons why I kind of decided to do this, was I could just play and like not have to worry about other stuff, all the transactional stuff, and just play. And when I do get called up to the show, I can just be ready to play in the show and not worry about any other outside things.
College basketball season comes to a close tonight when Michigan squares off against UConn in the national championship game in Indianapolis. UCLA won its first ever women's championship yesterday, rolling to a 79-51 victory over South Carolina. The Bucks knocked off Memphis 131-115. Ryan Rollins led the way with 24. Cormac Ryan had 21 off the bench for the Bucks. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers inducted into the 2026 Basketball Hall of Fame over the weekend. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.